We're finishing up the 17th parak in Mirtzah Hashem tonight, and we're discussing the question of why the Torah was not given earlier in history. Why was the Torah not given from the beginning of creation? And if you'll tell me the Torah should be given from the beginning of Klal Yisrael, so why not make Klal Yisrael earlier? And lastly, we ended off with the question is why couldn't Hashem give the Torah to the Avos? The Avos seemingly were the starting point of Klal Yisrael. And we see that Hashem gave a couple of mitzvos. We ended off saying Hashem gave Mila to Avraham and Gitanasha, at least according to one opinion, to Yaakov. So why not give the entire Torah to the Avos HaKadoshim? Okay, so tonight we're going to analyze a beautiful medrash. It's going to take us till the end of the parak. It's a very nice medrash. It's a medrash in Shemos Rabbah. On the pasuk Magid Dvarav LiYaakov, Chukav U'Mishpatav LiYisrael V'Gomer. Amar Rabbi Abahu. Right here on the screen. Amar Rabbi Abahu. Amar Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina. Mashal Lamelech Shahayu Lo Pardes Na. Imagine a king who had a beautiful orchard, a beautiful garden. Vayanoteya Kol Mine Ilanos, and he planted all sorts of trees. Veloy Nichlas Adam Lesocho Elohu Shahayu Meshamra. When the king did not allow anyone to enter it except for he himself, the king who guarded it. Mishaamdu Banaval Pirkan, when the young children of the king got a bit older and could appreciate what their father had created for them. Amar lahem, banai, hapardes hazeh ani hayisi mishamro. This beautiful orchard, I planted, I nurtured, I guarded it, and now I'm giving it to you. V'lo hinachti la'adam lichnos bo, and I didn't allow anyone else to enter it. Achshav atem tiyu mishamrim oso. So now you're going to be the guardians of the orchard. Kederach sha'ani hayisi mishamro. Just like I guarded it until this time. Kach Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu LiYisrael, Ad Shelo Barasi HaOlam Barasi HaTorah. Before there was a world, there was a Torah. Shenemar Ve'eyeh Etzlo Amon. The Pasuk in Mishlei says that it'll be Ve'eyeh Etzlo Amon. It'll be an Amon. What's an Amon? Ma Amon Omein. Omein means what? A caretaker. Shenemar Kasher Yisa HaOmein Asayonik. Right, like an omen provides for a young baby. That happens to be the medrash at the beginning of Chumash has many interpretations of this pasuk. Eyah etzlo amon. Amon implies a blueprint. Amon implies a teacher. Amon implies a caretaker. Amon implies an artist, an uman. So there's a lot of different interpretations here. But the point is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying, listen, I used the Torah as the blueprint for the world, and I watched over it, and now I'm putting you in charge of it. I never gave it to anyone other than you, like the king in the mashal who guarded the orchard for his children. Elul Yisrael, Shekevan Shamdu Yisrael Har Sinai, Va'amru Kol Asher Diber Hashem Naaseh Miad Nitna Lahem. From the time you accepted upon yourself to take care of my beautiful orchard, my beautiful Torah, so Hashem says I gave it to Klal Yisrael, and that's what it means. Havei Omer Magid Dvarav LiYaakov Lo Asachin L'Chol Goy. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave this teaching to the Jewish people, not to any other nation. Ela lemi, liyakov, only to Yaakov. Shebachu mikol ha'uvdei kochavim, v'lo nasan lahem ela miksas. Nasan la'adam sheish mitzvos, l'noach sheva, la'avraham shmona, liyakov tisha, aval liyisrael nasan hakol. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I never gave the Magid Dvar of Yaakov, Chukov Mishpat of Yisrael, I didn't give the kol to any nation other than you. I gave a little bit. I gave to Adam 6 mitzvos, to Noach I gave 7, Avram I added an 8th with Mila, Yaakov I added a 9th with Gitanasha. But it was only Yisrael Nasan HaKol. It was only the entire orchard was only bequeathed to Klal Yisrael, to the Jewish people, when we stood at Har Sinai. Amar Rabbi Simon B'Shem Rabbi Chanina, the Medrash continues. A further mashal lamelech shahayi lafanav shulchan aruch. Imagine a king who is having a feast, a beautiful table, a laden table set before the king. Nichnas avdo nasan lo chaticha. The eved comes in and the king gives him a chaticha, a slice, a something. Sheini, a second one, walks in, nasan lo beitza, he gives him an egg. Shlishi, nasan lo yerech, a third one walks in, he gives him a thigh, he gives him a piece of meat. The king is distributing a little bit from this magnificent table of food in front of him. When the prince walks in, Nasan kol ha'shulchan lafanav. He says to his son, take whatever you want from the shulchan aruch, from the set table. Amar alav, la'elu nasati mana mana. Aval ata hakol nasati b'rishuscha. To those who came before you, I gave a little bit, a portion here, a portion there. But to you, I give you the entire thing is in your rishus. Kach HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo nasal lehem rak mixas mitzvos. So too HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only distributing, again, mitzvos in a very limited fashion. Kesh'amdu Yisrael, but when the Jewish people stood at Har Sinai, nasan lehem kol haTorah. Shenemar lo asachin l'chol goy, u'mishpatim bal yida'um. Amr Rabbi Elazar concludes the Medrash a little bit more. Amr Rabbi Elazar, mashal lemelech sheyatzu l'melchama, imagine a king going out to war. V'hayu ha'legionos imo, and he had his legionos, like the English word legions. He had his legions with him. V'yeshochit behema v'yemachalik lahem l'chol echad v'echad. And he gave each soldier, he gave each battalion, whatever it is that they deserved, whatever they needed. Babinova Amar Ma'ata Nosin Li. The son of the king comes to the battlefield and he says, Dad, what do you have for me? Amar Lo, for you? Mimash Hiskanti La'atzmi. That which I was mataki, that which I prepared for myself, is available to you. Ulafichach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nasan L'umos Akum. Mitzvos Golomos, Hashem gave the mitzvos again in a very unrefined and imperfected fashion, in a very general sense. Mitzvos which are more of a general nature, as appropriate for them. Sheyagiu behen, v'lo hifrish behen bein tumah l'tara. But Hashem didn't distinguish in the precise way that He did when He gave the mitzvos to the Jewish people, which distinguished between categories in a more specific way, in a more precise way. Bo Yisrael upirish lehana mitzvos kol achas va'achas oncho matan schara. But the Jewish people came along and Hashem gave us the mitzvos, each mitzvah with its reward and its punishment in a precise way. Shenemar yishakeini minashiikos piu, like it says in Shir HaShirim. Hashem, you kissed us with the kisses of your lips. Right? It was a much more intimate relationship as the Torah was transmitted to Klal Yisrael. Lakach nemar chukav u'mishpatav liYisrael ad kan. Okay, so we have quite a few examples in the Medrash. The king who has bequeathed to his son his children in the garden. And we have the king who has the festive meal and he's giving out food to everyone in smaller portions and gives his children access to the entire meal. And then we have the king on the battlefield who also is distributing to the soldiers in a very general fashion. But he's prepared to share his own specific food with his own son. Okay, so as the Maharal does, Kedarko B'Kodesh, he analyzes the Medrash and dissects it a little bit for us, so let's see what he says. Bi'uro ki, kamosha Hashem Yisbarach mechuyav ha-metzius, kein ha-Torah devarah mechuyavim u-mechrachim en Hashem Yisbarach. Just like Hashem is an absolute reality, Hashem is mechuyav ha-metzius. God's existence is not subject to any changes. It's not that Hashem is more or less. Hashem is absolute reality. It's mechuyav hametzius. So too the Torah and all that's contained within it is mechuyav hametzius. It's of absolute necessity. It's mechurachim in Hashem Yisbarach. Asher sidei v'gazer kach. Hashem demanded and decreed that it has to be so, and it's not subject to change. It's one of the core principles of our faith. The Torah is immutable. The Torah is not changing. There's no such thing as a New Testament in our tradition. And therefore, like the mashal of the garden that the king prepared for his children, it could only be given to those who absolutely deserved it. Hashem initially, as the guardian of the garden, of the orchard, allowed only himself to enter the orchard. Because just like the Torah is absolute, Hashem is absolute, so at first, the relationship is of absolute necessity, and there are no outsiders allowed. And all created beings are efshar, are only a possibility, mitzad atzmam. In other words, they don't have to exist. Excuse me. Created beings don't have to exist from their perspective. I don't have to exist from my perspective. I can't guarantee my existence. Hashem, thankfully, for my sake, is allowing Moshe Tzvi to exist right now. Right? But from my perspective, I'm not of guaranteed existence. I exist right now because Hashem is willing me into existence at this moment. Hashem is absolute existence. Torah is absolute existence, absolute reality. So the created beings, mitzad atzmam, from our perspective, anything that we see as existing in the world, anything that's created, from its perspective, is subject to not exist. Ki lo nivro ki im l'shamish zulasam, aval mitzad atzmam efsharim. From their own perspective, it's bedarach efshar. It could be or it could not be. Right? My existence is not absolute. Hashem has given me a mission. He's willed us into existence. That's why we exist right now. That's why the people, in the world who are alive right now exist right now. Hashem wants them to be here. But there's nothing that demands that they have to be here. V'lo kacha Torah. The Torah is absolute truth and absolute reality. Shehi misuderes man Hashem yizbarach ba'atzmo. It reflects the divine reality. And just like Hashem is absolute, the Torah therefore is absolute. V'chein Yisrael hei mechuyavim mitzad ha'ila ba'atzma. And now we're starting to answer the question. The Jewish people are absolute reality. Any individual is not absolute reality. Avraham is not forever. I'm jumping ahead a little bit, but the punchline is going to be, why was the Torah not given to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov? Because Avraham is not an absolute reality. Yitzchak and Yaakov are not forever. Even with the opinion of the Gemara, Yaakov Avinu lo meis, whatever that means exactly, in Tanis Daf Hei. But they're not forever. Yisrael, the entity called Yisrael, Nishvas Yisrael, that collective reality called Yisrael is forever. This is what, and he doesn't say it here, but this is clearly part of what the Zohar is reflecting when the Zohar famously says that the Jewish people, the Torah and Hashem, are one. Right? Kutshebrichu Yisrael va'oraisa chadhu. As the Zohar writes, I think in Parshas Achrei Mos, that the Jewish people, the Torah, Hashem, the Jewish people are all one. In other words, just like God is absolute, the Torah is absolute, the Jewish people are absolute. The Jewish people cannot be destroyed. That was Haman's mistake, that was Hitler Yimach Shemo's mistake. You can't destroy the Jewish people. Individual Jews can live and die. But the entity called Nishmas Yisrael is absolute. So therefore, Yisrael hei mechuyavim mitzad ha'ila v'atzma. The Jewish people, again, as an entity, are of absolute necessity, again, as part of the master plan, as part of Hashem's will. Ki kol alo afshu efshari mitzad atzmo, hu mechuy mitzad ilasu yizbarach. Now, he says, every person that exists, every alul, every being that is created, is efshar from its perspective, and absolute from Hashem's perspective, meaning, the fact that Yaakov and Yossi and Shlomo and Avrami, the fact that we all exist right now, right, and we're learning Torah together, our existence as it exists here in this moment, right, is absolute from Hashem's perspective. Hashem is absolutely desiring it. From my perspective, it's hanging in the balance. I'm not in charge of willing myself into existence right now. Aval shar ha'nevra'im machishe Hashem einu mechuyavim mitzad ha'ila. And other creatures, other beings, right, those who deny this reality, are not of necessity, even from Hashem's perspective. What does that mean? Because even more so, right, as a Jew, the fact that I exist right now, at least is intricately tied to the master plan that the Jewish people must exist. As opposed to the table that I'm sitting at, the table that I'm sitting at is only created so that a Jew could sit here and learn Maharal. It's even less of necessity than our own existence. So therefore, going back to the garden mashal, the king did not allow anyone ad kibo Yisrael until his sons came along, until Bnei Yisrael came along, and we were given the Torah, and Hashem said, now we have a shidduch. The Torah is absolute. The Jewish people as an entity are absolute. Asher hei mechuyavim mitzad ha'ila yisbarach. We are of absolute necessity, even from Hashem's perspective. Kamo haTorah shehi mechuyavis mitzad ha'ila yisbarach, just like the Torah is again a reflection of the perfect divine will. And as Hashem is forever, so too is the Torah, so too is Klal Yisrael. Ki Yisrael nikru banim lamakom. And using this mashal again of the king and his sons in the garden, we are the children of Hashem. As it says in Parshas Re'eh, banim atem laHashem elokeichem. Ki aben eino nivra l'shamish es acher. A ben is not created in order to what? In order to serve another. It's supposed to be the continuity, the truest reflection of the legacy of the parents. V'lakach al Yisrael mishpat ha'olol. Shehu mechuya mitzara ila. The Jewish people, we are the created being, which is the greatest expression of the will of the ila, of the source, of the creator. V'lo kein hamalachim. As opposed to angels. Angels are not Hashem's children. We sometimes think an angel is a more perfect being than a Jew, who's created with free will. We do averos. Angels are more perfect. But an angel is a malach. What does the very word malach mean? Asher shemam yora aleim shehem malachim shaluchim misham shem lezulasam. They're workers. They're messengers. Their job is to serve something else. Their existence is not for themselves. As opposed to the Jewish people, our existence is for the sake of the Jewish people. And of course, we're also shluchim. We're also oivdim. We're also workers for Hashem. But our existence is more essential. V'lakach re'uya ha-Torah li-Yisrael b'prat v'lo lezulasam v'davar zeh mevuar. And therefore, the Torah belongs to the Jewish people and not to the angels. And of course, that was something that Moshe Rabbeinu fought over. Right? And that's why the Torah is for us, for not for the angels, and not for the other nations. Again, the Torah is an absolute necessity and reality, and therefore could only be given to Klal Yisrael, who are a reflection of Hashem, as Banim Lamakum. Va'amar Rabbi Simon, Mashal Lemelech Sheish Lefanav Shulchan Aruch. And then the Medrash went further and said, it's like a king who's sitting with a table that's filled with all sorts of delicacies. Bir zeh ki afshan asan le'umos mixas mitzvos. Just like the king was giving out, distributing small portions of food. And yes, the nations of the world have, as we've taught, the seven mitzvahs b'nei Noach. B'mashiyesh b'hem adregas ha'odim b'miksas. Because they too are created b'tzalam elokim and reflect the an adam in a partial fashion. Right? Again, a temkri and adam, like the Gemara says in Yavamas. We're the true adam ha'shalim. And that's why we're given the entirety of the Torah. But every human being is reflecting in some small measure the divine order. So in accordance with that level of godliness that they are reflecting, so they're given a portion of mitzvos, a smaller chelik of mitzvos. Aval Yisrael shahayu adam bakol. But a Jew who has the ability to be, again, the complete adam, so to speak, lo b'miksas nasan lehem akol kafi haro'oi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Jewish people, because again, we reflect that fullness. Hashem gave us the fullness of the Torah. V'hosef Rabbi Elazar lomar, she'ein ra'oi lomar, ki achiluk she'esh ben Yisrael l'machishe Hashem shalahem miksas uli Yisrael akol. It's not just a question of numbers, that the nations of the world got seven real mitzvos, and we got 613 real mitzvos. It's not just a quantity question, it's a quality question. Right? One could mistakenly think that the distinction between us and the nations of the world is that we just have more mitzvos. Rak be'eichas ha-mitzvos gam kein ha-chiluf, or ha-chiluk, depending on which girsa you have. When it comes to the quality of mitzvos, there's also a difference. Chilum ha-chishe Hashem, because to those who deny Hashem, to the umos ha-olam, lo nasan lehem ha-mitzvos rak glomos. Like we said earlier, the mitzvos were given as a golem. As a golem means like as in a raw form, in an imprecise form. V'lo hifrish bein tuma letara. Hashem didn't distinguish between tame and tahar. It's not as precisely given. The generalities of the Sheva mitzvos b'nei Noach, right? Not to murder, not to steal, to have a basic framework of government. It doesn't govern the specifics, the details. Because Hashem's relationship with the nations of the world, again, is a general relationship. It's not a specific, intimate relationship. Because they're not worthy of receiving the Torah in its fullness. Even if they have some semblance of mitzvos, Sheva mitzvos b'nei Noach, lo haya ha-mitzvos lahem lahavdil bein davar ledavar. Their mitzvos don't have the ability to distinguish bein davar ledavar, between one matter and another. Shezeu birur ha-seichel shebetorah, kesher mavdil bein davar ledavar, because the full brilliance, the wisdom, the sanctity of the Torah, it manifests itself by its ability to what? To look at something with such absolute precision. And therefore, the Sheva mitzvos b'nei Noach are much more general. Lefichach midama lemelech shenasan la'avadav lechom en ha-behema. It's like the king who was distributing again to the soldiers or to his servants to eat from the animal. Shehu basar gas va'av, a slab of meat, a cut of meat, as the Medrash described. it's not carved out as per get threw him a leg, you know, a limb, a piece. Ulibino nasan mama cholam ashaychem lemelech. But when the son says to his father, the king, "What are you going to serve me? For you, I have gourmet meals. For you, I have a meal that was put together with much more precision. It's not the same, you know, handout that the soldiers line up on the battlefield. That was the mashal. The soldiers on the battlefield getting their rations. No, no, no. You're going to eat differently. So the nations don't get the Torah in the same way. Haseichel habiror. The precision of the Torah was not given to them. That hevdel bein davar ledavar. That ability to distinguish precisely. There's no such thing in the Shemitz Bnei Noach as, you know, as a sif katan in a Magin Avram or a Taz or a Mishnah Brura. You don't have that precision in the implementation of halacha when it comes to Shemitz Bnei Noach. Rak b'inyan gas levad. It's much more general. It's much more imprecise. Aval Yisrael nasan amitas darche Hashem bebiur. But when Hashem gave us His Torah, He gave it to us with what? With birurim, with clarifications, with precision. V'zen nirmas v'kasav, and that's what the pasuk is hinting to. Magid dvarav liyakov, chukav u'mishpatav liyisrael. Perish magid kol dvarav liyakov. Hashem gave us the whole picture. Chukav u'mishpatav bibir hagamor liyisrael. The precision of all the mitzvos, each with their own categories. Chukim, mishpatim. Lo asachin l'chol goy. Shalohigi lehem hatorah b'shlemas. Hashem didn't give the nations of the world the fullness of the Torah. Ki mitzvos u'mishpatim bal yedaum. Because they're not able to understand the mitzvos with the same precision. Hainu b'bir ha'davar mashat tzivili Yisrael. With this precision that was commanded to Klal Yisrael. And now we circle back. We've been implying it all along. But now as we conclude the parak, we circle back and we explain, we clarify the question. Why not give the Torah to Avram, to Yitzchak, to Yaakov? Uv'mayimr hazeh hisbar lachan. With this we can explain. Ki af im nasan la'avram ha'milo li'akov giranasha le'dasar b'yehuda v'perak giranasha. If you'll tell me Avram got a mitzvah amila and Yaakov got a giranasha. That's true. But dover zen nasan lahem mitzad asher ha'mitzvah ha'hi shayach lahem v'prat. They were given those mitzvahs because of a specific connection that they shared with that particular mitzvah. Ukamoshe izbar b'samach dover zeh, as I will explain in the coming prakim and Perak Chaf, he's going to deal with this question. V'lakach nasan lahem mitzvahs pratiyim dafka. Dahainu b'mitzvah shi shayach lahem v'prat. Hashem gave them a mitzvah that was specific to their particular situation. But it was almost, I hate to say it this way, it was almost in a more general way that Hashem gave mitzvahs to the nations of the world. But Hashem couldn't give the full thing to Avram, because Avram doesn't represent the klal. Avram's an individual, a very, very important individual. But Avram's existence is not guaranteed. Klal Yisrael's existence, like the Torah and like God Himself, is guaranteed. Aval Yisrael nasan amitzos mitzad ki haTorah uya lehem mitzad atzma. But the full Torah was only given to Yisrael. V'zeh hayeh kasher yatzu b'mitzrayim sha'oz shem Yisrael aleihem. When we became a Klal Yisrael, as we left Egypt, as we're entering into these parshios, right, starting Sefer Shemos. V'zeh hashem nishar lehem b'li shinoi la'ol me'olamim. And that name Yisrael undergoes no change throughout history. That's our essential name forever. And therefore Yisrael as an entity, Nishmas Yisrael, can be given the Torah, which is absolute and is eternal. Asher ein la shinoi klal. Like the Torah itself, which is unchanging, so too the Jewish people as an entity are unchanging, are unwavering, can never be destroyed. Ve'eich ya niten ha-seder ha-tmidi. Asher ein shinoi lo la'avram li'etzach li'yakov. So how could Hashem give an unchanging, a perfect Torah to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov? After all, those are individuals. Very, very important individuals, but individuals nonetheless. Ki bahem shehem pratim. The fact that they were individuals, details. They're not the whole thing. Va'prat yesh lo shinoi. And a detail can be replaced. The klal can't be replaced, but an individual, right? Which particular members are going to make up Klal Yisrael at any point of history, that's subject to change. People live and people die. But that entity called Nishmas Yisrael is forever. Ki kasher meis Avram, ein kan Avram. When Avram dies, there's no Avram. V'chein Yitzchak v'chein Yaakov. Ein roi lehem darchei Hashem asher ein shayach shina b'hem klal. So how can you give them a Torah which is unchanging to a people, to individuals who are not going to be forever. They're going to die, unfortunately. We don't have Avram forever. Ki lo shayach haTorah shiseder Hashem yizbarach asher hu tmidi rak el makabel asher omed b'lish shinoi. The Torah as an entity can only be given to something that is going to what? That is going to stand without change. Ki shem klali shemo nishar tamid. We need something of a klalius dika nature, a more all-encompassing nature. Ve'ein shem am shu am klali al Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov. And you can't call Avram a nation. Yitzchak is not the nation. They're individuals. Rak asher yotzim mitzrayim oz hayu la'am. But when the Jewish people came out of Mitzrayim and we became an Am, a true Am, a true nation, so then Hashem says, now you can receive the Torah. Okay? I just want to finish the parak. And more than that, the Torah wasn't given until the Jewish people had grown to 600,000. That number is a number that we speak about a lot in Torah. Ki mipnei ki mispar shishim, hu mispar shalim. 60 is a very whole, a very wholesome number. Kamosha is bar b'chibur gevuras Hashem barichus, as I describe in my sefer gevuras Hashem, describing why that number 600,000, which is really 60 maxed out, comes up all the time. We talk about the 60 mesechtos of Shas, which is interesting, the relationship between the Torah and Klal Yisrael again. Uvechelik yeshinoy lo bedavar she'eno chelik. A portion can be changed, but a klal doesn't undergo change. And I talk about this in my other svarim as well, the concept of 60 being a mispar klali. But concludes the Maharal, v'davar zeh raya u'mofes choteich al nitzchias haTorah. This again serves as a proof and a decisive indication of the eternity of the Torah, the truthfulness of the Torah. Shelo tishtana etzlenu netzach nitzachim. The Torah cannot and never will be replaced. Again, just like a tzibor can't die out, individuals can come and go. But a nation can't, a nation of Klal Yisrael can never be removed. Ki im haYetorah Shinoi, if the Torah could be changed, lama lo nitla lav miYitzchak and Yaakov. If Torah is susceptible to change, and it could have been given to the Avos, who they themselves are here today and gone tomorrow. Ve'ein maspik lecha shum tam v'svara b'zeh ha'inyan, rakim mipnei sha'avim Yitzchak v'Yaakov heim pratiim, lo nitna haTorah shitmidis nitzchis b'li shinoi, rakasher yesh mekabel shehu b'li shinoi klal. And as I've explained, says the Maharal, it must be, as I've said, that because Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov are individuals, they can't receive something which speaks to the fullness of God's vision for the world, which is the Torah. And that can only be given to a klal Yisrael. V'lo yischalu raya berura zos. There's no fault to be found with this clear proof. Imlo urei lev. V'lo ra'u ma'or ha'chachma ve'olam. Only a person who is living in the dark, so to speak, would not find this to be compelling. Salik Pirka. That's my addition, at least. Salik Pirka. This ends this discussion, and I'll move on to talk about further proofs throughout the Torah of the authenticity of Torah. But again, in answer to our question, right, why was the Torah not given earlier? Because the Torah is the pinnacle of creation. And therefore, just as Adam is created on the last day of creation, after everything else was created, so too Torah comes afterwards. Why not give it to the Avos? Because the Avos are individuals, and the Torah is unchanging, given to the Klal. But again, all this is really hinting to what the Zohar describes as Kucherichu Yisrael v'Arayis Achadu, that Hashem and the Torah and the Jewish people are one. The Torah is forever, God is forever, and of course Hashem is forever. Okay? Sorry for going a little overtime tonight, but I was eager to try to finish up.